Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here, and I'm so excited to get into a product conversation today. And we've had a lot of conversations around construction tech and psychology and counseling and all the stuff we have to do to grow our business. But today we're going out and we're actually talking about one of those products, an air jet power to dry out your shower. And so what we're going to be talking about with a really cool company called Airmada. And the main message that we want to convey to you, Tribe, is that Airmada provides the missing component in creating a healthy bathroom environment. And I raised my hand. I'd never heard of them. So when they reached out, I was super excited to hear what they do. And what they do is they help solve the moisture problems in the shower that the bathroom fan alone does not address, which is drying out those surfaces of the shower after we use it. And so their 5 air jet shower drying system is built right into the walls of the shower. And with the push of a timer, air flows out of the nozzles and dries the surface in a fraction of the time they would dry out on your own. So how is this going to benefit you, Tribe? Is that for those looking into new and innovative products that we're always talking about here with the Tribe, this improves the space and improves the quality of life for the homeowner clients. Airmada does just that. So what Airmada systems do is they help prevent mold and mildew after shower humidity and smell, reduce or eliminate the need for harsh chemicals, and create a safer space for drying the floor after use. So the next person that steps into the clean, dry space and prolongs the life of the tile and grout. I sure like the sounds of that. And so my perspective, Tribe, is let's hear the origin story of a unique and innovative healthy home product and learn how to manage water after you take a shower. And so what we get to do is we get to have Rebecca Jones, who's their national sales manager, come in and share their story, what she's all about and what they got going over there. So without further ado, let's get in to share her story, what Airmada is doing and solving what we do with water after you take a shower. Lock and load, Tribe. What's your favorite beverage?
Iced soy latte.
A nice soy latte. All right. And tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
So Jalapa, Mexico, which is a short boat ride from Puerto Vallarta. It's just a small kind of rustic island, really beautiful.
Beautiful. Can you give us one story from that? Paint the picture for us.
From Jalapa, we actually had friends that got married there. So it was just a kind of a special moment, but it's super cute, you know, donkeys carrying things down the hills and, you know, hotels that are just right on the cliff overlooking the ocean. So it's just a big variety from PV itself.
Outstanding. And what do you like to do outside of the construction silos we're going to be talking about breaking down with when it comes to water and health today that we passionately call the art of construction?
So I'm really into powerlifting. I go to a really awesome gym here in Portland, Oregon that I love. And really into watching movies. My fiance and I watch a lot of movies and I love hanging out with my dog, whether that's going on walks or hikes or taking him to the dog park. Then I'm also obsessed with plants as well. I'm a plant lady.
Awesome. What's the recent movie that you watched that you fell in love with?
We just watched The Whale with Brendan Fraser.
Okay. And
it's amazing. I hope he wins Best Actor for it because his performance it's incredible.
Outstanding. Well, awesome. Well, it's a pleasure to have you. I'm excited to learn about Airmada. What is your story that led you to becoming this national sales manager at Airmada Drying Solutions?
Yeah. So late 2018, my fiance was at a wedding with his uncle, who is Ron Tucker, the inventor of Airmada. Ron mentioned the systems to Chris and said, hey, you know, would Rebecca be interested in trying to sort of get this brand rolling in your area, which is the Pacific Northwest? So Chris came home, started telling me about these systems. At first, of course, I was like, I don't understand what this is. You know, I don't understand the words that are coming out of your mouth. So,
well, that's why we're doing this conversation. It's a good way to start.
Exactly. So I understand the feeling people have when they're like, it's a what? Because it hasn't existed before, right? It's a new product, it's a new category. So once I got the concept, which was, you know, a couple minutes later, I was like, oh, I had that aha moment. Wait a minute. I need I actually need one of these in our shower. So I got it. And from there, I just said, yeah, I'm all in. Let's do this. So I started small, just locally here in Oregon and Washington, doing Parade of Homes and something similar called Street of Dreams. From there, I got involved with the local HBAs, did some events there, sort of grew it to builders, then joined Decorative Plumbing and Hardware Association. That's where I found my reps. And then from there, we grew reps, grew showrooms, started doing more national shows, and continued to develop our relationship with builders, designers, healthy home experts, and architects. And then we're just continuing to grow. We got our patent in 2020. So after that moment, we were really ready to kind of go all in. So we're just continuing to expand throughout the US. And then next will be Canada as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for bringing us up to speed here. Let's go all the way back to the beginning. You had kind of dangled the carrot there of the how you met the owner, which a personal relationship. And that's usually how this stuff, usually people don't say, they go through their career and say, I'm going to sell air drying shower systems. And it's somebody with finding a pain and fixing it and then building it out. But what is the origin story of Armada and who invented it and kind of how did it set the stage for us here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in 2013, the inventor, Ron Tucker, was wanting an open concept shower as well as a steam shower in his own personal home. There wasn't a door at the time that existed for that or that could do both things. So he created one. He built the air pocket door, which is basically a shower pocket door made of stainless steel that has air jet nozzles in the spine of it. So it quickly dries the glass, but it also allows you to have open concept when the glass is slid in the pocket. So that's kind of where everything started. From there, he thought, okay, what if I put this whole system inside of the shower? What if I made this a built-in shower drying system to work on the surfaces of the shower? And that's where the Armada shower drying system was born.
Gotcha. So it kind of reminds me of one of my favorite books of last year was Build by Tony Fadell, who said there's the thermostat industry is screwed up and built the Nest thermostat that turned into a really cool book and sold to Google and the Googlies and the whole world. It was a really neat book. And I see a lot of parallels here. If I understood it right, he wanted to have something, a concept for his own shower that he couldn't find. So we went out and built it. And at first was this pocketing door and then followed by this system that gets integrated into a shower. Am I understanding that right?
Yep, absolutely. He wanted not only an open concept shower, but a door that would work for a steam shower, but also glass that was easy to take care of that didn't require constant squeegeeing and something that would help prevent mold and mildew.
The constant squeegee, that's the part of especially like, you know, when you go into like vacation homes and stuff where I feel like obligated to do that, but you look at that and it's just like not managed like you hope it would be managed. So let's go down the path of, let's talk about, you know, what is all the, you know, what all does your setup entail to be able to put this into the shower?
Yeah. So first we start with the design. So we do free custom design for each shower because each shower will be a little bit different, you know, based on the dimension. So we look at a couple different factors. We look at, you know, the length and width. We look at ceiling height, if that ceiling is flat or angled, what type of shower it is, if it's a, you know, a steam room, steam shower, regular shower, whether it's a wet room. And then we kind of look at benches and their locations, as well as shower heads and their locations. And from there, we basically design the nozzle layout. So what we do is we lay out what type of nozzle is used and where. So we have straight rough-in nozzles that go in the ceiling, and then we have 90-degree rough-in nozzles that get installed in the wall. So your typical system kind of looks like nozzles around the perimeter of the ceiling to dry down the walls, and then nozzles low on the wall to dry across the floor. If we're doing a steam shower, we do add nozzles high on the wall to dry across that ceiling. So the kit itself gets installed at rough-in. And it has six different components to it. So it has the rough-in nozzles, which I just mentioned, to either go in the ceiling or in the walls. It has a blower motor that can be placed up to 100 feet away and the electrical components to that. We do have a relay and a timer switch. The blower motor just plugs into a 120 outlet. We have PVC that runs from the blower motor up to what's called a manifold above the shower. And the manifold basically feeds air to each rough-in nozzle from each port. And we connect those with flexible tubing. And then beyond that, we have our nozzle trim, which when you look at a finished system is what you see. So it's just screws into the rough-in nozzle once waterproofing and tile or surfaces go up, nozzle trim go on, and you're good to go there. So it's not a complicated system. We're just moving air from the blower motor to the actual shower itself.
Sounds like you've said that a time or two.
just a couple times.
Yeah. Well, the part that really makes me resonate is that you said at the beginning of we help you from the beginning align, because when you say the word steam shower or custom shower, it is not just a one size fits all. So good on you and the company for taking that begin with the end in mind approach. And that's what we're always talking about. And I love how when you're talking through how it works, pretty much everything you said is already being done in the house. It's just how is it integrated into being smart about moving air? You know, in Colorado, I own a window and door company, and some of the people that really think through just like air washing big walls of glass and those type of things, it's a challenge if you don't work together, because it really boils down to the electrician, the plumber, the this, the that, has to all come together so that you don't have stuff going where you don't want it to go. And that's kind of the nuts and bolts why I was really excited to talk, have this conversation, because if stuff goes where you don't want it to go, which probably the biggest thing is air and water, right? Of managing the healthy home. The kicker is it has consequences, right? And you talked about how if it's a steam shower, then we put nozzles up high. And at the beginning of the show, I talked about just squeezing that shower door and the rest is just going to disappear. Well, that's just not true, especially if there's some things that may not slope or be done correctly. So the part I'm really excited for you to talk about, what effect does it have on the bathroom and the home when you're putting this system in?
Exactly. And to expand on what you just mentioned, so the main things we look at when dealing with moisture in the shower and bathroom are circulation, air circulation, ventilation, and drying the surfaces. So we know that water that sits on surfaces for long amounts of time causes issues. That's what causes mold and mildew, especially something like a steam shower that's going to stay wet for a very long time.
Oh, wait, you mean when you pump a ton of water into something and every space and steam and it's going to go all over, that could have problems if it goes everywhere?
It is shocking.
Isn't it crazy when you think about that? Like how much money people will invest into a steam shower, but then you ask them the question, how do you manage to get rid of the water after your steam shower? I bet a lot of people wouldn't know how to answer that. Well, we have a bathroom fan. That's probably the main answer.
Well, exactly. I mean, and that's the thing is there's always a purpose for a bathroom fan. You always need a bathroom fan, but that only conquers part of the issue, right? That doesn't help with quickly drying the surfaces and helping push that water down the walls and across the floor and towards the drain. So there really is, you know, I mean, I think everyone who has a shower and everyone who has a steam shower can relate to the issue of mold and mildew in their shower. And, you know, steam showers even more so, you know, those can get that after shower smell that we all love so much. And we love walking into a, you know, mildewy scented shower, but, you know, back to the point, we're drying the surfaces, we're circulating the air, then the bathroom fan is going to help get that air out of the space. You know, when we're talking about air circulation, especially in newer, tighter homes, it's definitely a benefit to bring more air in, get that air circulated, dry those surfaces off within minutes versus hours. There's a couple other benefits as well. So if we're talking about safety, you know, the next person to get into the shower is walking into a nice dry space, a non-slick floor. And then we're also talking about reducing or eliminating the use for harsh chemicals. So since we're not allowing mold and mildew to develop in the first place, we're not having to go in there and scrub with, you know, harsh chemicals like bleach and such. And then we also have, of course, the convenience of not having to towel dry your tile once you're done taking a nice relaxing shower. So there's many benefits, and there's other locations in the home that our system can be used. So if you think outside the box, you can put it in a dog bath, any wet area of the home, or any area that you just want a little more circulation of air.
I love all this. And the part I was so excited about when I was prepping and thinking about this conversation, it was the trends, right? And the trends of on the houses I get to go in, it's like crazy when you get to that master bathroom and you see what people are putting in some of these houses. And as a guy that does windows and doors, we're always like, oh my gosh, where is all this moisture going to go? And how are we going to get this out of the space? Because they're so tight and they don't ventilate. And even if they do, they're way up high. And how are you going to manage it, right? And so I'm curious, you know, have you seen the uptick in the platform that you built? Good on you and the team for pushing this out there. I'm assuming this really coincides with these increasing trends and these shower types and larger showers that homeowners are asking for.
Yeah, I think not only are people doing like massive showers that do need quite a bit of drying, but they're also caring more about the health of their homes and the convenience of their homes and keeping their homes cleaner. So we see Aramata as part of that conversation for not only helping to keep it cleaner, but helping to create a healthy bathroom environment.
Yeah, well said. And thanks for pointing that out. So I kind of talked about the beginning of, you know, moving air. Typically, you think of the mechanical contractor. You said it just plugs into this. You think of the plumber. But then all those rough-ins have to tie into the person actually building out the shower that a lot of times is a specialty, you know, subcontractor doing the art of the shower, right? So with a product like yours, whose responsibility is it to do this install and how do you help with that?
Yeah, so as far as the rough-in install, there's a few options there. So any licensed contractor, HVAC, or plumber can do it. And then from there, there are electrical components that, you know, you would want an electrician to do, such as, you know, if you needed to add an outlet. And then we have the timer switch and a relay as well. And then as far as drilling that hole through the tile around that rough-in nozzle, we actually have nozzle protector caps that screw in to protect the threads of those rough-in nozzles. And we have a sticker on that protector that tells the tile person exactly the size of that hole. So we make it really easy and straightforward. We have a really comprehensive installation manual. We're available to walk people through the install because we know it's going to be new for, you know, some of the people who do it. So we want to make sure they understand this is not a complicated install. And we've got you covered throughout the whole process, whether that's hopping on a FaceTime call or just, you know, walking through it on the phone.
Well, good on you. And you mentioned things like FaceTime and stuff like being able to react, because this all boils down to the master facilitator of that project, tying this into where every shower has a shower head, every shower has a shower valve. You got to just tie this stuff in properly. Every by code has to have fans and this and that. So it's just a manager managing the expectations and the augmentation of putting this stuff together. And you guys have kind of standardized pipe threads and things when you're doing the rough-ins. So it really goes the same way as long as the master facilitator of the project is tying that stuff in right. So you had mentioned at the beginning, as you were scaling up the platform, we've had several podcasts around the healthy home or specialists that have been around the globe that have really taken these initiatives to really live smarter and what we're putting in our houses and how we're living in our houses to be more healthy. So good on you for really being part of those initiatives. And that's why we're excited to share your story. So as a healthy home building product manufacturer, what have you done to join these national conversations on healthy homes?
Yep. So that's part of the reason why we're really happy to be here today. So we want to continue to spread the word that our products exist and they're a great benefit to the homeowner and to the home itself. And then we'll continue to do trade shows and projects with healthy home experts across the U.S. And continue to work with our showrooms to educate them and their customers on our products and on our systems and on the health benefits of them.
So when you say your showrooms, how do you go to market? How do you partner in different markets?
Yeah, so we're available in showrooms across the U.S. We're not in every state yet. We're in a little over 100 showrooms. So we work that route as well. And then if we're not in any showrooms in the state where someone wants to purchase, we can work directly with them to get them set up with the system.
Gotcha. And so we've been talking around this healthy initiative. How are you seeing homeowners getting engaged? Because this podcast is specifically designed for contractors and its affiliates, but we're the ones being the master facilitators for these homeowners using them. And I love when specialists come in here. Do you see an increase in homeowners wanting full healthy homes?
I do. I think that, you know, customers are educating themselves more on new trends and new innovations. And I think that's fantastic. And I think that they're wanting healthier spaces. You know, they're wanting air ventilation or air filtration systems and water filtration systems and, you know, non-toxic materials and things like that. And AirModa kind of slides right into all of that. I get a lot of calls from contractors who, you know, tell me their customer actually brought our product up to them, that they weren't aware of it, but their customer found us. So I think it's great that, you know, clients are searching out resolutions to the issues that they have, because they ultimately want their home to be the best it can be. And they want to solve the issues that they're currently dealing with. So I think that trend will continue. And I think it's really great that people are heading in that direction.
100%. And if you're a crusty contractor on the outside looking in that just says, this is how we've always done showers, and what are you talking about air in the shower? Do you think the homeowner is going to want to hire you, Krusty, if you're not paying attention to this stuff, right? And so this is the evolution that we try to challenge. And when we have kick-ass products like yours come in here, we're still talking about the why, the undertones. And so if somebody asks about how can you manage steam or moving water in your shower, this is a solution you can offer to them. Whether they choose to do it or not, you're protecting yourself as the master facilitator and giving them options, right, Rebecca?
I totally agree. You know, it's not just that it's creating a healthier bathroom environment, but it's also protecting the investment of that tile and grout that they just spent a ton of money on. So I think it's really good to stay aware of the current trends and be able to, you know, bring it up to your customer first. I think that's great.
So you had said you've been going like locally in your geographic area, but then kind of expanding national. What has the reception been like at the different trade shows or customer awareness engagement events?
Yeah, it's been amazing. So our first real show was the Decorative Plumbing and Hardware Conference, and they have an expo as part of that. So we did that in 2021, and we won Best New Product in the technology category for our shower drying system. So that started off with a bang, and that was awesome. The response was great. And then in 2022, we did KBIS, and we took home the silver award for best of bath, again, for our shower drying system. So it's been a great response. It's really fun working that booth and talking to people, because people instantly get it. You know, they're like, oh my gosh, why didn't this exist before? Why didn't I know about this before I built my house that I just got done building? You know, why did it take so long for this, you know, basic concept to really, you know, hit the market? So it's just a completely positive response, and we're looking forward to doing more shows and, you know, connecting with more people in the industry and doing more things like this.
I absolutely love that. Rebecca, I'm super intrigued about where this thing is going, because it's truly a need. It's really not a want. You need to manage mold and mildew, especially in bigger areas as the trends continue. The question that we always ask as we have these fireside chats of educating the market, when we're coming to you, good on you and congratulations for winning the technology award. I find that in a good way, kind of ironic that you're winning a technology award, but you're really not supplying technology. You're supplying a water management system with air. The two things we have to manage. And when I talk about two things we don't have enough of, time and money, the two biggest challenges on construction projects to make a healthy home are air and water, right? And so I think it's the air and water award, but that's just how these buckets work at these different platforms. But I'm curious, what is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction?
Yeah, I mean, I think that technology and construction is, it's a no-brainer. And I think it will continue to evolve. And I think that technology and healthy homes and construction are going to unite to be one big, beautiful, happy family. And I view Aramata as being part of that perfect intersection of those two worlds.
So well articulated, because I'm sitting there looking at this picture track in my head. It's like every massive shower, there's this whole design of the artist that's going to lay out the tile and how the colors of the shower heads and this whole, you mentioned cave is the whole thing that all comes together. But it's kind of like, I can't wait till the non-sexy stuff really showcased is to show here's the valves and here's the water and thinking about the stuff that really is the magic of when you're done with the shower and you're feeling great, you're done. You don't have to start over and go grab another towel and a squeegee to manage the water, which is really, if you're actually going to manage it, that's kind of what most people have to do today. So that picture track is fascinating to me. But as we niche into this, the question we always ask, what is that one thing, Rebecca, you want to leave our contractors, affiliates to think about, to go out there and crush it and grow their business here in the new year?
Well, I mentioned it earlier, and it seems like with the listeners that you have, I may be preaching to the choir, but I would say, you know, a great place to be and to continue to head into is to continue to educate yourself on new innovations and new technologies. You know, go to shows like KBiz, IBS, listen to podcasts like yours, which you already are. So a billion steps ahead. Continue to keep yourself on top of things that are happening and challenge yourself so that you can ultimately, you know, give your client the best product.
100% agree. Rebecca, we're huge fans of what you're all doing. Thank you for coming in and sharing your story.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tribe, I raised my hand and I was like, Aramata, what's that? But what, then I got thinking, we don't really manage this right. And I am raising my hand to say, this seems so obvious. And she said she goes around and people are asking the question, why didn't this exist before? And on the pre-interview, we were talking about crusty contractor and the challenges of moving construction forward. It's such a quote unquote basic concept, but I'll tell you why this didn't exist before. Because change is really effing hard in construction. And the technology was different back in the day. Back in the day, you think about like, I'm going through a process of my old historic home trying to remodel the doorbell. And I did all this research about how back in the day, doorbells was this big thing about if you had a chime and how the guests would come into the house. But houses leaked back then and you didn't really even manage air and water like you do today. But how we build houses is a lot still the same of what are the trinkets that really make it work. Like it's fascinating to me how much time and money people will spend on the trims in the seat in the shower of what surface they're going to put on that. But you don't hear much about how they're protecting it. And so that's why we were so excited about having them into the conversation. Because when you say the word steam shower or custom shower, the first question you should ask is who is the master facilitator that's going to align the different partners and not just make sure it's pretty today, but it's going to work tomorrow. And that's what we're talking about in the AOC Master Facilitators. And when I'm talking about these picture tracks, I'm talking about the digital build and the physical build and beginning with the end in mind, where she was talking about how they work at the beginning to make sure you understand how this ties into the healthy home. but it's really hard to get all those nozzles and air and water in the right place. So this is the future of technology and construction, where we have to work with the Air Matas of the world and blend them into your AOC IT house through the master facilitators and learn by doing. And how do we build a better shower? One paradigm shift at a time. And get the hell out of the way, crusty contractor, because Air Mata and the new builders coming through, because why don't you just put air into the shower, do it really quick, get rid of the water so you don't have mold and mildew, and then you don't have to do all of these unhealthy things to take care and mitigate the shower. Huge fan of what they're doing. Shout out, I heard at the beginning, my buddy Eric G, she was on their podcast. You can hear him talk about it, talk with Rebecca there. Many great stories. Really proud of Rebecca and the team, what they're doing, going out there and helping with a special tool for you to build a better building and a healthier home. Crush it out there, tribe.